This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto has just increased the eligibility for the Fare Pass Transit Discount Program, which provides a discount to TTC fare for low-income residents. In my interview with Jane Arbor, a program manager in the Social Development Division at the City of Toronto, we dive into the past, present, and future of this program and those who rely on it to be able to traverse the city without breaking the bank. Could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Jane Arbor. I work in the Social Development Division at the City of Toronto, and I am the Program Manager of Customer Service and Issues Management.
Recently, the City of Toronto just announced that the Fare Eligibility Program has made it easier for people to be within the program. So what exactly is this program?
So the Fare Pass Discount Program is one of the city's poverty reduction strategies initiative. The idea is really to make transit more affordable for folks that are experiencing poverty in our city. We have just expanded eligibility so that we are no longer requiring clients of the program to either be in receipt of Ontario Works Assistance or Ontario Disability Support Program, or be in receipt of rent geared to income or child care subsidy. We have now moved to an income threshold. So anyone who is who has an income of 75% of Statistics Canada low income measure can apply for the Fare Pass Discount Program.
What exactly does this program do?
So what this does is it provides a 12-month discount on TTC travel. So this includes Wheel-Trans. Right now, it is a 36% discount on single adult fares, and it's a 21% discount on the monthly passes. And this is done by adding a discount code to the rider's Presto card.
For anybody that is in this program or who has applied and they're now in it, how does this help them?
So right now, affordability is really top of mind for many Torontonians. The cost of living has really increased, and folks who are in the sort of lower income group in Toronto, they do rely on public transit to move around the city. And so the idea behind providing this discount is that the cost of travel should not act as a barrier to accessing services or going to school or work or the doctor or, you know, someone's part-time job. Really, we want to sort of alleviate that financial burden. And so this discount program allows that to happen.
And how long has this program been running?
So it was actually first approved by Toronto City Council in 2016. It was then implemented for the first time in 2018. So at that time, that was sort of the first phase. And at that time, Ontario Works and ODSP recipients were eligible. It was then expanded in 2019 for folks receiving childcare fee subsidy, and then once again expanded to folks receiving rent geared to income subsidy in 2022. So this is the latest expansion.
It seems to be there's a lot of changes within this program to get as many people as possible, or the people that really need it, in this program. When it comes to that, why is it important to have as many people as possible, or have it available to as many people as possible?
So really the idea is that it is available to those who need it. You know, we don't want to be restrictive when you're looking at initiatives to reduce poverty in our city. We really want everyone who is experiencing that deep poverty to be able to access these programs and these services. And so that the expansion of eligibility, it is done in phases, but the idea is that these discounts are getting to those who need it. So this is one way that that's happening. Even when the expanded to folks who were receiving rent geared to income subsidy or people who were getting childcare subsidy, that still meant that a lot of people who technically qualified in that they were on the wait list, they couldn't access this discount program. So now with this new eligibility criteria, the city has been able to open up that discount to that group of people. What this does is it also allows folks like low-wage and part-time workers, people who are unemployed or receiving employment assistance. Those folks, prior to this expansion, were not able to access the program because they were not receiving Ontario Works Assistance or ODSP, and they were not in those two specific subsidy programs. This is really broadening that access so that people who are experiencing that poverty are able to access this benefit.
What has the reception been since the eligibility has increased?
So I'd have to get back to you on the exact numbers, but there was definitely a bit of a spike in interest. There was, you know, lots of media on the day that it was announced. And so we were able to get the word out so that people were able to understand. You go to toronto.ca/transit discount, and you can either apply online right from that webpage, or you can, there's the phone number there to use the call center if folks would prefer to do that.
With that as well, this program seems to be, from the way I read it and what you've told me so far, it seems to be another way of combating the rising cost of living in Toronto. Why is it important to, I guess, address that type of issue through this program?
So the aim of the poverty reduction really has been to support folks living on low incomes in Toronto and reduce those barriers to service, to accessing, you know, those kinds of critical supports like healthcare, like part-time work, just kind of getting around and doing the things that people need to do. It's really just trying to lift those barriers and allow people to get around the city, which we all need to do. People need to, you know, be mobile and go to the different places that they need to go as part of their daily lives. And we really don't want the affordability, you know, sort of situation that, you know, the city finds itself in, folks in the city find themselves in, to be a barrier to that really basic need of just the ability to be mobile and go where you need to go.
So I guess on the topic of eligibility, you said a little bit earlier there was a bit of a wait list in terms to be applicable for this program. So what is the process like to be approved?
So just to clarify, my comments related to the wait list, that was in relation to the two subsidy programs, where in the previous phases, people who are receiving rent geared to income subsidy and people who are receiving child care subsidy, those folks were eligible for this discount program. But before we were able to open up the eligibility as we did last week, people who were on the waiting list for those two subsidy programs were not able to apply.
Ah,
does
okay.
Does that clarify?
Yeah, that does clarify. Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem.
So I guess my question still stands then. What is the approval process like?
So basically, it does differ a little bit depending on who is applying. And the reason that is because folks who are receiving Ontario Works or ODSP, their income level is already, there's no need to show income documents to show your eligibility. So the process is shorter for those folks. For people who are applying under the new criteria, it's actually not very, it doesn't take very long. There's not a waiting list. People can apply either online at toronto.ca/transit discount, or they can call the phone number. What happens is people provide their Presto card number, they provide their Toronto address, and then they would provide income information for any of the immediate family members between the ages of 20 to 64. If they have all the information that they need, generally it doesn't take very long to be approved at all. I believe it's a matter of a few days if all of the information is provided at the time of application.
What exactly is the criteria to be accepted into the program?
People who are between the age of 20 and 64 who have an income that is at or below 75% of the Statistics Canada low income measure.
And how did the City of Toronto come up with this new eligibility program or the criteria for it?
So this was actually approved as part of the poverty reduction strategy. That was a council-approved decision.
When was this council decision approved?
So back in 2016 was the first time that the FairPass discount program went to council. So yeah, 2016 was when the council decision would have happened, and then in 2018 the program was implemented.
So it took, around 5 years for this new implementation to be approved?
So for this particular expansion of eligibility, that's correct. So the previous phases, the first phase began in 2018, and then it was expanded in 2019, and then again in 2022.
And what were the previous two phases?
So the first phase, which began in April of 2018, that was Ontario Works and ODSP recipients. Then in 2019, the eligibility was expanded to people who are receiving a child care fee subsidy, and then it was expanded to people receiving rent geared to income subsidy in March 2022.
Are there any other phases to be implemented after this one?
There are, actually. So the original income threshold was the low income measure after tax plus 15%. So in order to be able to advance and expand the eligibility this year, the income threshold was temporarily reduced down to 75% of the low income measure. So the next expansion would be going back up to that income threshold that was originally approved by council. And that, again, was that low income measure after tax plus 15%.
And that one will be the final phase for now?
At this time, yeah.
So how long is this phase going to last till the next one?
So that really depends. The city would like to see that reduction in the income threshold. You know, we'd like to see that be as temporary as possible. So as soon as possible, we'd like to go back up to that original income threshold. But that will likely be considered through the next budget process.
Okay, that's all my questions. Do you have any final comments you would like to leave off on?
I would just like to encourage anyone who would like to get more information or to apply to visit toronto.ca/transit discount.